In this step, we're going to substitute the variables into our equations and solve. So the first variable that we're going to solve for is the acceleration. You can see here that we come up with the value of the acceleration of 6.42857 meters per second squared east. Now, we don't want to round off to the appropriate number of significant digits at this stage because we still ultimately want to solve for the net force. Therefore, the more digits that we have in our values going forward, the more accurate our answer will be. So for these types of problems, we don't want to round off to the appropriate number of significant digits until the very last stage when we're solving for the variable that the question is asking for. So we're going to carry through this value of for acceleration through to our next equation, which is the equation that relates to Newton's second law, which is that force is equal to mass times acceleration. So our acceleration value in this equation is going to still have this large number of digits in it. And in our very, very last step, we're going to round off our net force to the appropriate number of significant digits according to the rules that we learned earlier. So you can see in our very last step here, we round off the value that we get using our equation force equals mass times acceleration, and we're going to end up with a value of 1,800 newtons in the direction of east, and that's going to be the net force exerted on Jennifer and her motorcycle.